Hola, bienvenidos and welcome back to Spanish Obsessed Beginners, where we help you through those beginner stages of Spanish in these bite-sized podcasts. In this episode, we're going to continue talking about the past, the imperfect, and we'll learn a little bit more about the imperfect tense, specifically the verbs ser and id. Don't forget, if you haven't already done it, you can head over to SpanishObsessed.com/start, S-T-A-R-T, for a free fluency phrasebook. Just put your email in and we'll send it over right away. That's SpanishObsessed.com/start. Okay, on with today's episode. As always, we'll start with a short dialogue between Liz and me. Liz grew up in Bogota, in an area in the south called El Carmen. So she'll describe it to us and she'll tell us how it's changed over the years. As you listen, see if you can hear the words era and iba. I say the words, I really mean the sounds. So we're listening out for era and iba. More on those after the dialogue. ¿Cómo era la vida en Bogotá cuando eras pequeña, Liz?
Yo vivía en el barrio El Carmen, en los años 90. Bogotá era más peligrosa en esa época. Había mucho crimen en la ciudad, pero El Carmen era más seguro. Éramos 5 hermanos.
Y cuéntame sobre tu barrio, El Carmen. ¿Cómo era?
El Carmen era como un oasis de paz en la caótica Bogotá. La gente se conocía toda, y los vecinos se cuidaban entre ellos. Podíamos estar en la calle o ir al parque tranquilos.
¿Y cómo pasabas el tiempo libre?
Después del colegio, me encantaba jugar con mis amigas del barrio. Íbamos en bicicleta o a jugar fútbol en el parque. Mis padres no se preocupaban porque sabían que estaba con mis amigos.
¿Y la comida? ¿Tenían todo tipo de ingredientes en esa época?
Sí, pues nunca faltaba comida. Teníamos panaderías, carnicerías y mercados cerca. Mi mamá preparaba deliciosos tamales, buñuelos y comida típica.
So, let's take it line by line. ¿Cómo era la vida en Bogotá cuando eras pequeña, Liz? So, immediately we've got that word or that sound, era. ¿Cómo era la vida cuando eras pequeña? So, era and eras. So, what do you think it means? Well, it comes from the verb ser and is in the imperfect form. So, basically, it means was. ¿Cómo era la vida? How was life? Cuando eras pequeña. When you were little. That second one, eras, that's the tú form.
Yo vivía en el barrio El Carmen, en los años 90. Bogotá era más peligrosa en esa época. Había mucho crimen en la ciudad, pero El Carmen era más seguro. Éramos 5 hermanos.
So Liz said, yo vivía en el barrio El Carmen. So remember that vivía, that uses that sound, ia. That's one of the kind of giveaway verb endings for the imperfect. Yo vivía, I lived. Yo vivía en el barrio, I lived in the neighborhood, I lived in the neighborhood, barrio, El Carmen, en los años 90, in the 90s. Bogotá era más peligrosa. There's that era, again, was, Bogotá was more dangerous en esa época, in that time. Había mucho crimen en la ciudad. So this había, I think we'll do an episode especially on it. This is the verb hay, H-A-Y, as in there is or there are. In the past, imperfect, it's había. Había mucho crimen en la ciudad. There was a lot of crime in the city. Pero El Carmen era más seguro. But Carmen, El Carmen, was more secure or safe. Éramos 5 hermanos. We were 5 brothers and sisters. So in English, when we talk about our family and how many brothers or sisters we've got, we don't typically say it like this. We would say, I have or I had 5 brothers. But in Spanish, they use the verb said like this, éramos cinco hermanos, we were five brothers and sisters. So this era, which we've heard a few times now, is great for describing places in the past. You could think of it as was, but remember that we're using the imperfect. So that's when you think of that timeline, that's the line in the past, not the dot, but the ongoing line. So what does that mean? It means we're not talking about one specific moment in time, but it's kind of setting the scene, it's describing the background. And that's what it's used for. It's used to set the scene and it's used for descriptions. Y cuéntame sobre tu barrio, El Carmen. ¿Cómo era? So, cuéntame, tell me sobre tu barrio, about tu barrio, your neighborhood, El Carmen, ¿cómo era? Now, this is quite a good set phrase or expression to learn. ¿Cómo era? How was it?
El Carmen era como un oasis de paz en la caótica Bogotá. La gente se conocía toda y los vecinos se cuidaban entre ellos. Podíamos estar en la calle o ir al parque tranquilos.
So, in this little section, almost every verb that Liz uses here uses the imperfect. El Carmen era un oasis de paz. Carmen was an oasis of peace, un oasis de paz, en la caótica Bogotá, in the chaotic Bogotá. La gente se conocía toda. That everybody knew each other, that se conocía. That's from the verb conocer. And remember that ending, ia, that indicates the imperfect. Y los vecinos se cuidaban entre ellos. That aba sound, se cuidaban, that's the giveaway, it's the imperfect. Los vecinos se cuidaban entre ellos. The neighbors looked after each other, from the verb cuidar. Podíamos estar en la calle. So podíamos, that's from the verb poder. Again, we've got that sound, ia, íamos. Podíamos is the imperfect in the nosotros form for poder. So poder means to be able to. So what's that in the past? We were able to, or we could. Podíamos estar en la calle, we could be on the street, or ir al parque tranquilos, or go to the park. Tranquilos is kind of safely. ¿Y cómo pasabas el tiempo libre?
Después del colegio, me encantaba jugar con mis amigas del barrio. Íbamos en bicicleta o a jugar fútbol en el parque. Mis padres no se preocupaban porque sabían que estaba con mis amigos.
¿Cómo pasabas el tiempo libre? Pasar is to pass el tiempo libre, your free time. So, again, aba, ¿cómo pasabas el tiempo libre? How did you pass your free time? Or how did you spend your free time? Liz said, después del colegio, me encantaba jugar con mis amigas del barrio. So after college, después del colegio, me encantaba. I loved, or I used to love. That's from the verb encantar. So if you really like, if you like something, you say me gusta. If you really like something, you say me encanta. And in the imperfect, we got that aba ending. Me encantaba. Me encantaba. Me encantaba jugar con mis amigas. I loved to play with my friends. Íbamos en bicicleta o a jugar fútbol. So finally, we've got that sound iba, which I asked you to listen out for at the start. It's íbamos en bicicleta. So what do you think íbamos means? And where does it come from? Well, it comes from the verb to go, which is ir. So, íbamos, that's the nosotros ending. And so this verb, ir, in the imperfect, does use slightly irregular endings. And we will go through the full conjugations and I'll give you some really easy hacks or shortcuts for these in a minute. So again, that íbamos, that's imperfect. So that's the line in the past rather than a specific point. So when we think about what it means, the verb ir, to go, what would that mean in the past as a line like that? Well, you could think of it as used to go, or we would go, like every day we would go on our bikes, or every day we used to go on our bikes. So in this case, it represents repeated or habitual actions. So that's the, I guess, connected but other use of the imperfect. So we can use it to set the scene, like we're doing with the verb era. And we can use it to talk about repeated habitual actions. Íbamos en bicicleta. We used to go on bicycle, so that implies a repeated thing which you used to do. ¿Y la comida? ¿Tenían todo tipo de ingredientes en esa época?
Sí, pues nunca faltaba comida. Teníamos panaderías, carnicerías y mercados cerca. Mi mamá preparaba deliciosos tamales, buñuelos y comida típica.
So to finish off that dialogue, I said, ¿Y la comida? ¿Tenían todo tipo de ingredientes en esa época? So the food, la comida, tenían, that's from the verb tener. You can tell that ia ending, it's the imperfect, tenían. Todo tipo de ingredientes. Did you have all types of ingredients? Again, that word época. En esa época. In that time. And Liz said, sí, nunca faltaba comida. Nunca faltaba comida. There's the sound aba. This is in the verb faltar, which is a really, really useful one to get to know. It means to lack, as in I'm lacking or I need something. Nunca faltaba comida. You could think of this as food was never lacking or we never needed food. Teníamos panaderías, carnicerías y mercados cerca. Teníamos from the verb tener, again, imperfect. Teníamos for the nosotros form. Panaderías, that's bakeries, carnicerías, butchers y mercados, and markets close. Mi mamá preparaba deliciosos tamales. My mother prepared delicious tamales. So a tamal is, I think it's found all around South America. It's a dish wrapped in a plantain leaf, which has been boiled. So it's typically rice, grains, chicken, all sorts, wrapped up in a plantain leaf and boiled, often eaten for breakfast, especially on Sundays. Buñuelos, it's like a deep fried dough, really, like a dough ball that's been deep fried. Y comida típica and typical food. So there we go. That was the whole dialogue. If you listen to it again without my translation, so if you go back to sort of near the start of the episode, I'm pretty sure you'll understand it 100%. So that could be a good exercise for you to go back and listen to now. But we're going to go on to focus on those verbs id and said in the imperfect. So first of all, let's look at the conjugations. So I said I was going to give you a useful hack for these, and that's what I'm going to do now. The thing to remember when you go about not memorizing, but familiarizing yourself with these conjugations, the shortcut is that the yo form is the same as the él, ella, and usted form. And that you could consider that like your base conjugation. All of the other ones come out of that. So in the case of said, that is era, E-R-A, era. So it's yo era, él, ella, usted, era. And from there, that's when we build out the other endings from that era base form. So with tú, we add an S, giving us eras. Nosotros, what do you think? Éramos. And ustedes, eran. So really, you've only kind of got three new forms to learn there. I'm not a big fan of looking at verb tables and memorizing things in a rote fashion like that. But having this quick familiarization means that when you do listen to these, or when you do hear these forms in the future, it'll be much quicker to recognize them. And we can use that same hack with the verb ir. So it's yo, él, ella, and usted, iba. Iba, I-B-A. And that's the base form. So we build out the other endings from there. So what do you think they are? Tú, ibas. Nosotros, íbamos. And ustedes, iban. So again, ibas, íbamos, iban. Only really three forms to learn there. So the advice here is learn the yo and usted forms first. Those are the ones you use the most, actually, particularly with the verb said. If you're saying it was, like we did in that dialogue a lot, then it tends to be era fantástico, it was fantastic. And from there, we build out the other endings, so adding S, MOS, and N. And with IBA, here's quite a cool little trick for you. You know, in English, we say, I'm going to do something. Well, that's a way of talking about the future. It's not the actual future tense. We don't actually have one in English, but we call it the going to future. And they got the same in Spanish. I'm going to do it is voy a hacerlo. Voy a hacerlo. In the past, we would say, I was going to do it. I was going to do the thing when something happened. So in Spanish, that's where they use that imperfect form. So that would be iba. So if voy a hacerlo is I'm going to do it, how could you say I was going to do it? Well, that's iba a hacerlo. And that all gets run together, iba a hacerlo, iba a hacerlo. So how could you say, I was going to go to the cinema? Iba a ir al cine. Iba a ir al cine. I was going to eat. Iba a comer. We were going to see each other. So I switched up the conjugation here. That would be íbamos a vernos. Or you could put that nos at the start and it would be nos íbamos a ver. So a little aside for you there, which I think you know you can slot that pretty quickly into your conversations, into your toolkit, as a really useful hack, which I've found. One other thing, notice the pronunciation with iba. We always hit the first syllable. When this is written out, the I, that first I, has an accent. That's one of those sort of slanted lines on it. And that's where the accent lies when we say it. So it's íbamos, not íbamos. So, quick summary, and then we'll try a few more exercises to finish this off. So again, the imperfect, think of it as the horizontal line in the past. What does that imply? Repeated actions, things that happened over a period of time, and it's also perfect for descriptions in the past. And that's what we heard here, specifically with the verb said, to be. In the past, was. So it was, era. For the conjugations, the easiest thing to do is learn that base yo form, which is the same as usted, él, and ella, that's era, and we learn the other conjugations from there. That also goes for ir in the imperfect. So in this case, the yo form is iba, and then we build out to ibas, ibamos, and iban. When you look at it from this perspective, yes, it's an irregular verb, but it's not really that difficult. For the case of ir, we use this to say used to go or would go repeatedly. So, íbamos todos los días, we used to go or we would go or just we went every day. So, let's finish off with a simple translation exercise. I went. Iba. He went. Él iba. You, that's formal, went. Usted iba. So all of these are the same. Iba, iba, iba. You informal went. Ibas. We went. Ibamos. And you, plural formal, so the ustedes form, went. Iban. You used to go to college. Ibas al colegio. We used to go to college by bike. Ibamos al colegio en bicicleta. So I'll leave it there. As I said, I think it could be a good idea for you to go back to near the start of the podcast, listen to the dialogue again with your newfound knowledge. I think you'll find it much easier to understand. In the next few episodes, we're going to be continuing looking at the past tenses. There's a lot to look at here. But in the meantime, one quick favor I've got to ask for you is to leave us a review. If you're listening on iTunes or whatever your player is, leave us a review, preferably 5-star. And that helps us get the word out and gives me motivation to produce even more of these. If you want to let us know a comment as well, what do you want more of? What do you want less of? Help us improve. Bueno, muchísimas gracias y nos vemos pronto.